On this episode of Up and Coming with Raven Fox and Bare Naked, we discuss some hot new GWA voices and Tatterjack scripts, Sunset and Midnight, as well as the performers who read them. Links to all the things we mention will be posted so you can follow along if you like. Please comment on and upvote this podcast to encourage us to do more of them. On Up and Comers, we'll be meeting some newly verified Gone Wild audio performers that caught our ear and piqued our interest. All the people we mention have verified and contributed at least one audio to the community so far. So check them out and show them some love to encourage them to contribute more.
Hello, GWA. Just want you to know I love you guys so much that I am doing this podcast sick. I am ill. But
well, you're always ill. Never mind.
Why are you being mean to me when I'm sick? See, this is why I don't get sick very often, because nobody cares.
I will give her credit, though. Between the two of us, if one of us is going to be sick and show their butt, it's usually me.
Yes, you're very good at showing your ass.
Hey, at least... I can't even use my usual comeback on that one, can I?
Okay, here we go. Where are we? Who are we starting with? Ah! Okay, so, we're doing up-and-comers, and our first up-and-comer this week is X-Buster. He's a new dom on the scene. He did an audio called Punish Yourself. It's about a naughty girl who is instructed to spank herself before her man gets home.
And he was able to get the idea across.
Mm-hmm. He sounded so authoritative. Really. And then he did his first script. He chose Roommate Fantasy, which is a Trinity X script.
Which is always a good choice. Trinity has some really nice scripts out there.
She does. X-Buster sounded very natural. He even included a little chuckle here and there. And I love that little bit of gravel in his voice. Mm-hmm. I can feel those rumbles in my lady parts.
Yes.
X-Buster is hot stuff. So, very good. Oh, gosh. Switchy McSwitch. This is the guy over whom I stuck my foot directly in my mouth. Calm down, Vindicator. It's just an expression. On Switchy's verification, he asked people to guess his accent. I went with Norway, Sweden, or Denmark. He said no, but that I was close. So I said, well, you don't sound German. Polish? Finnish? And of course, he was German.
And that is why I tell you to not guess accents.
Wait, but he asked people to guess his accent.
That's different.
He asked.
That's different.
But then he didn't ask anybody to say, well, you don't sound German. When he's German. I'm yeah, so he sorry.
Said, he said that his old Nazi grandfather would roll over in his grave. Probably would.
Yeah, just because I'm turned on by accents doesn't mean I can accurately guess them, okay? But I think he forgave me. He's a really nice guy. So he did Question Unholiness's accent challenge, in which he proceeded to sound way more German than he did in his verification. To, you know, it wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
But he sounded so German in the accent challenge, I think he cheated. He deliberately tried to cover up some of his accent in the verification.
Probably not.
Yes, he did. Anyway, Switchy McSwitch put some growl on those last couple of phrases. So, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, and what was it? Get on your knees. I can't do the accent. Get on your knees right fucking now. And the way he growled, now.
I know.
Yeah, and then he said, boobs. It's a good word no matter who says it.
Yes. He also did your script, Snuggles.
And he did an awesome job. I loved hearing it with his accent, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I did, too. His accent's really sexy, even if I didn't know where it came from. Very good. So, and then we have Sky Missy. This girl is not afraid to push the envelope. She started out really going for it. She's done several humiliation audios. She's done ball busting audios, and they were pretty well received. She did Miss Glitchy's poem Perfect, and she has this unique way of saying things that sounds really interesting. I found it very interesting.
Editing is for losers.
Editing is for losers. The way she emphasizes the endings of the words, I like the way it sounded.
Yeah, she did one of Cassie's humor scripts, Pay Attention to Me.
Mm-hmm.
She can pull off Angry Girlfriend rather well.
You don't know anybody else that could pull off Angry Girlfriend, do you?
Well, they're not my girlfriend anymore.
Fine. Angry Wife.
Okay, yeah. I know some of those. Then.
So yeah, don't piss Sky Missy off, because she'll call up your best friend and offer to sleep with him, or bust your balls.
Yeah.
She's not one to be trifled with.
Don't want that, no.
And then we have Mr. Ass King. I wonder what his favorite body part.
I think I can guess.
Do you?
Yeah, we might have something in common.
Yes, you might have something in common. Mm-hmm. He's taking his time. He's getting his feet wet. But he's commenting a lot on posts, though. So he's contributing more than just audio, which mm-hmm. I love that when they do that. He has, however, done a couple recordings. He did a script written by Bad Girl UK. It was a cuckqueen script.
And he really got into the story, especially, you know, after the first couple of minutes. He got more and more comfortable as he went along.
Yeah, he started out a little nervous, but and he got really good. He sounded so mean, which is exactly what the script called for. So good job. But it's just really mean. Mm-hmm. But that's what he was going for, I assume. He also did Question's accent challenge.
Yeah, he grew up in Texas and worked hard to get rid of his accent.
I like a little Texas. I think Southern men can sound really hot. You know, I'd like to see him slide back into his native accent just for a bit and maybe do the accent challenge or, you know, do it again or even a whole audio in that accent. I think it'd be really sexy.
Of course, you know what Hal Sparks had to say about that.
Yes, he took his accent out into the alley in Chicago and shot it. So you're not going to get me, not going to stop me from getting laid again, you stupid inbred accent. See, I'm Southern.
But yeah,
so that's
some people
rude.
Can actually pull it off.
Yeah. Hal Sparks would have sounded cute. He's just doing comedy. Anyway,
yeah,
I like Southern men.
then it's we not have, all you like.
I like a lot of men. That's not all I like. I like girls too. Yeah, shut up. Would you focus?
Focus.
Wait, you're gonna hit the our expertly designed pop filter. Let me put that up a little bit.
Okay. Oh yes, our expertly designed pop filter. Now this pop filter works better than most of the professionally purchased ones.
Well, see, the Yeti only has one pop filter that works for it, and I don't like it because it was too small.
Mm-hmm. And you see, this pop filter is nothing more than some
pantyhose and baling wire.
Baling wire. Oh, don't forget, there's a little a little electrical tape on the ends.
And
to little, keep
yeah,
it, from,
it will only be better
poking.
If you'd use duct tape. No, don't get the duct tape. We're doing something. Don't ask why he had duct tape handy. Don't even ask. These are not questions you really want answers to.
Oh, I'm sure somebody does.
Okay, moving on. Crybaby 9000. Shut up. No. Quit doing the Muppets, really? This is erotic audio and you're going to break out into Muppets?
Hey, well, there was always, what was her name? Gonzo's chicken.
Camilla?
Yeah.
You think Camilla's hot?
Not really. Gonzo's.
She got legs.
Yeah, she does.
Okay. Crybaby 9000. And she lives up to her name. She submitted this cute little schlick where she came and she cried.
Yeah, a fap or, well, a schlick. Mm-hmm. I'm still not used to that word, but hey. Is always good for the first post for someone who's actually comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised when she said, fuck. It was kind of cute.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't expecting that. It was really adorable. Mm-hmm. Someone was looking for crying girl audios. Who was that? Oh, Spexy's Spectral Skies. He likes tears. It can be pretty sexy, but I have to be careful or I end up feeling so bad for the girl. I just want to hug her, make her feel better. And I've actually cried. Well, you know this.
Yeah.
I've actually cried after an orgasm, but it was sort of this emotional release and I would never record that. That's too personal. And I'm really not a crier.
Yes, and now we know one of Raven's few limits. So, would you record something commissioned like that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know if I can make myself cry, but I'll probably try. That'd be different than me just turning into an overly emotional Raven puddle after a good hard orgasm. It wouldn't be so personal if it was, you know, commissioned and it was for, you know, I was trying to do it. I'd probably try.
Okay.
I've never had anybody want me to cry.
You don't seem the crying type.
I'm not the crying type. Really,
really
I'm not.
Not.
Okay. So, then we have the great Philippe. He is a dirty pen pal, and he's hilarious. Oh, my God. He wrote this really funny script called the First National Bank of Spank, and he recorded it.
Yeah, for Dirty Pen Pal. He didn't submit it to GWA.
No. Come on, Philippe. Don't make us have to dig for your sexy voice. Transfer that file to Soundgasm, because it's on Vocaroo right now.
Oh, so, if you don't transfer it, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm. So it's really lucky he hadn't lost it already in that big data crash they had. So transfer it to Soundgasm and post that puppy. It's going to be very well received. And he's quite the performer, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but since there's no actual sex, would it be possibly more applicable?
Applicable.
What a word.
Applicable.
Applicable. Yes. To backstage?
Maybe. Maybe so. But, by the way, have you subscribed to GWA's sister subreddit? GWA Backstage is where you can get to know some of your favorite audio performers. There's lots of letting down of hair and putting up of feet over there. So subscribe and contribute. Sing us a song, read us a poem, be silly, be fun. And there's no pressure to get your sexy on. So that's a little shout out to GWA Backstage. Mm-hmm. But back to Philippe. He did Lottie Squeaks' food and sex questionnaire, which she posted on Backstage. And he posted it in his verification post.
Yes. Waffles.
Mm.
Sprong.
Sprong. I loved his answers. And that bit about his first boner, oh my God. I just died laughing. I like Philippe a lot.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to his...
Yes, you must listen to...
Yeah, it's rather funny, I have to admit.
Oh, don't spoil it, don't spoil it. I like Philippe. He also did the Unsexy Word Challenge. Althea Ray and Falkenstein's Unsexy Word Challenge. But he came up with 50 of his own words. That was so cool. And he rolled his R on the word crust. I have never heard crust sound so sexy. He rolled that R. And I have never heard regurgitate said in such a sexy manner either.
Yes. Asperger's. He said it like our son with Asperger's does. Asperger's.
Oh, even if you say it correctly, it still sounds like Asperger's.
Would you like some fries with your Asperger's?
Editing is for losers. I'm just so good I can create sound effects and voice effects instantaneously.
That is true.
Yes. Yes. I'm just that good. Okay. Well,
maybe not completely instantaneously, but I won't tell too many secrets.
Don't tell my secrets.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then we have a new couple, a lifestyle BDSM couple, Dom Draper and Pink Lover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they post a lot on BDSMGW, BDSM Gone Wild. And they did the spanking challenge like we did. Well, they similar to ours. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You have to roll damage. And then he accused her of cheating with loaded dice. D&D players for the win.
Yes, that cracked me up. But they had some serious toys in the mix. Floggers with simulated barbed wire.
Well, she enjoyed it. Twice, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. And then they did two audios, part one and part two, called Last Night, which is about their first kink party. The first one was them talking about the party and just doing just a little bit of playing. And the second one was full-on hard anal. That's what he called the Soundgasm file, and it was. Pink Lover really, really likes anal.
Well, you know, it's nice to have another couple on board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each of us have our own unique relationships, but they all translate into some fun audios.
Yeah, yeah, that's not the only couple.
That is true.
Which, at first, Mega Cat. By herself,
which
Mega Cat.
She verified by herself.
Yes.
And then a little afterwards, she...
Wait a minute. Let me say, okay, so first I ended up chatting with her a little bit on her verification post. She is an about-to-be-published author.
Mm-hmm.
She is delightfully Southern, and she's just adorable. She did a bunch of questionnaires and put them all in one post, so everything you want to know about Mega Cat can probably be found there. And she's apparently obsessed with Dragon Ball Z. She writes a lot of erotic fan fiction. I hope she tries her hand at script writing here.
Mm-hmm.
On her fan fiction page, Editing's for Losers. On her fan fiction, I think it's fanfiction.com page, I saw that she writes supernatural fan fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would totally record a supernatural script if she'd write it. Mm-hmm. I'd make an awesome Abaddon or Meg. Or Meg.
Or Abaddon.
You just think I'm evil.
Of course you are. It's part of your charm.
I want to fuck Castiel.
Of course you do.
Or maybe the Winchester Boys and Castiel at the same time. Maybe a collab. Oh, okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, back to Megacat.
Okay. She's done a few schlicks.
Yeah. Quit hitting my chair. You're going to hurt your knee.
Yeah, it already hurts. Oh, well. Anyway, she's done a couple slicks. One of them was a celebration of her arrival. The shipment coming in, or arrival, whatever works, of her USB extension cord so she could record on her bed instead of her couch.
Yes. She sounds really fucking hot when she comes. And she comes frequently. She was trying to tell me that she was quiet and she's not overly loud. But, she, you know, in her verification point, she's like, oh, I don't really make a lot of noise. You know, I've got kids. I try to keep it quiet. But she sounds nice.
She's not anywhere near as quiet as I am.
No. You're a sex ninja.
That's right.
No one hears you coming.
That's right.
Anyway, I enjoyed both of the things that she did. But now I want to see her tackle a script. Mm-hmm. Or, better, write a script. My offer to record any supernatural script she comes up with stands. Come on, Mega Cat. I want to do the nasty with an angel and maybe a couple of monster hunters. And then, as you were saying before and trying to allude to before it was time, for our listening pleasure, Mega Cat coerced her hubby into verifying. So yay for more couple sex. In fact, they've already done an audio together.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, Thor. We look forward to hearing more from you. So we have another new couple.
That's cool.
Even if one party seems a tad reluctant. But she said that...
Oh, I'm sure he'll warm up.
I think she was working on warming him up. That she had to promise many warm-ups to get him to verify.
Hey, well, you know, there's an advantage to everything.
Yes. She mentioned something about her poor snatch when she was done. I love that word. Okay. Anyway, snatch.
Snatch. Okay.
Fast yeah, but pussy.
But for me, snatch has a completely different meaning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When you snatch something, you grab it quickly.
Well, yeah, you don't grab pussy quickly.
No, you don't.
You take your time with it.
I do.
Well, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, next is SBAM FC.
I always wonder how people come up with the usernames. I mean, like this one. I'm sure there's got to be a story behind it.
Yeah, probably. He did Mrs. Gamers United questionnaire. He's a pretty hardcore gamer, especially World of Warcraft. One of his tags on his questionnaire was, sounds young, and he does. Now, I ran into some trouble with my baby, Bad Robot 52, saying because I said he sounded young. And he thought I meant that I didn't think he sounded sexy. Well, young and sexy are not mutually exclusive. Do we have a phone call coming in?
I think we do.
I think we should pause. It's probably our daughter. We are so professional. And we're back.
Oh, yes. You left the whole thing in?
Yeah, I left the whole thing in. The phone ringing and I said we're so professional.
Yeah.
I just paused it. Yes, that was the fosterish daughter.
Yes, the fosterish
wanting to spend
daughter.
The night on a school night at a friend's house. No.
Yeah, that would be one of those times for, no.
Mm-mm. Let's see, where were we?
World of Warcraft.
We were past that.
Oh, Bad Robot.
Bad Robot, yes. Okay, and I was saying that just because I said that Bad Robot sounded young, he thought I meant that he didn't sound sexy, but young and sexy are not mutually exclusive. But I'm only saying it about SBAM FC because he said it first.
Mm-hmm.
I will never call anybody young again because I truly offended Bad Robot and I love him, so I don't want him to be offended. But SBAM FC sounds pretty hot. I want some more SBAM. I want to see where he goes. And then we have Wolf Whistling. Wolf Whistling. He did a nice erotic story called Morning Wood and he told it beautifully.
Uh-huh.
And he also has some posts on Lady Boners.
Post stalking.
You do it too.
Usually with you.
No, you just shut up.
No, it's usually with you.
You do it by yourself, too.
Occasionally.
You've shown me stuff.
Yeah, when I was looking up their verifications.
Well, but that's post-stalking.
Not if you're doing a podcast like this.
Well, then wait a minute. Your research is not post-stalking, but mine is.
Think about the amount of time I spend on that page versus the amount of time you spend going back to look again.
That's because a lot of the people verifying are dudes and a lot of them post on Lady Boners. You don't have as many women to choose from.
Oh, there are plenty.
That post on, we got a lot.
Well, maybe not on Lady Boners, but.
There's no lady, no, they don't post on Lady Boners. There's no ladies on Lady Boners. All right, anyway.
I'm sure there are a lot of ladies on Lady Boners.
It's a double standard. It is, you just set a double standard right there. Your research, you're only verifying, you know, on their verification post, and you're finding out about them. And, but when I do it, it's post-stalky. And that's bullshit. Bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. You are
post-stalky. You can call it all you like.
I'm calling it, yes.
However, it still stands, you know, the only times I spend any time on them are when I'm turning my laptop around so you can see too.
Mm-hmm. No, that is not the same as doing it with me. Mm-hmm. Just because I'm in the room and you're like, hey, look at her. And I'm like, oh, she's hot. That's not doing it with me.
That's what you call it when you're the one that shows me.
No, I don't. I call it research.
Yes, yes.
You don't want to look at lady boners with me.
Not particularly.
Anyway, wolf whistling.
Now, if they were actual lady...
Would you shut up? Hush! We have a job to do here.
And we're doing it.
Yes. All right. Anyway, wolf whistling is another beautiful bearded boy. And I can say boy because he looks... I'm saying it. I just said I wasn't going to say this about anybody. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he looks and sounds pretty young. And he has a very lovely accent. And because I was challenged to start saying what type of accent I think people have, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot. Keep in mind, everything I know, I learned from a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if I'm wrong, please let me know, but don't hate on me. I'm just a dumb American, okay? And I'm going to guess that wolf whistling is from Northern England.
Yeah, but that's not an official accent, I don't think. It wasn't on the video.
I know. They all had names like Brummy and Scouse and East Anglia, but I was too lazy to go back through the videos to find out. So I'm just saying Northern England. Now, the reason I came to this conclusion is very logical. He sounds a bit like Mel B from the Spice Girls and America's Got Talent. Is it America's Got Talent that she's on?
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah, because she sits next to Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
In between Heidi Klum. And,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, I like AGT. So Mel B from the Spice Girls and AGT is from Leeds. Okay? But anyway, check out Wolf Whistling. His first post was pretty well received, and he tells a nice story. So we'd like to encourage him to do more. So next we have Sperms Girth. Very interesting name. He submitted a FAP so far, and he has a very nice voice. Mm-hmm. Don't let the name fool you. In his verification, he asked what we wanted to hear. And I made some suggestions like, Mrs. Get Off While You're Telling Me What Gets You Off, or Questions Accent Challenge.
Yeah,
I'd like to see him tackle a script when he's up for it. Something like from I Will Instruct You, or Trinity X, or of course, Tarkus Trooper.
Tarkus Trooper!
Is that really our first Tark mention?
I think so. Wow. She's going to think we don't love her anymore.
We will always love Tark. Always love Tark. And I'm sure that she'll get mentioned in other podcasts, even if we don't mention her anymore in this one. Tark! Okay.
I'm sorry,
Tark. Okay. Then there's Fluffy Lover. Bless my soul, she's very, very Southern. I'm guessing Georgia or Northern Alabama. Let me know if I'm right, Fluffy Lover. It's really sweet. She sounds really sweet. But her first recording was not sweet.
No.
No. She did a female-for-female rape with degradation and humiliation called You Fucked My Boyfriend.
And she has such a sweet voice. So that was a real contrast. She said she wanted to make a big impression. Mm. And I think she did that.
Yes, she did. Do not fuck with Fluffy, ladies. Stay away from her man. She will cut you. Okay, then we have Shkok 6. Shkok? I think that's right.
I don't know.
Shkok 6. He is all Dom. The audios he's done have all involved domination. He did one called Special Request where he sounded very, very intimidating. He was angry because she'd fucked the neighbor.
Yeah, he showed some real acting skills in that one. He has a theme of rape or non-consent throughout most of his audios that we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a popular kink.
It is, and the dog is at the door. Crying at the door.
What is it, Phoebe?
We are so professional, man.
Join the cat. Say hello.
Hello, Fifi.
Hello. Say hello. Yeah, look,
we live in a zoo.
On the head with his claws. You'll say hello. Yes.
Okay, now pay attention. Go lay down now.
She's too excited.
Because you're exciting her. All right, focus. Where were we? Oh, okay, Scott.
Lay down. Lay down. Lay down.
Just ignore her and she will. She thinks you're mad at her now. Okay, anyway, Shkok. I love his voice. And I like the way he snarls. Plus, there was cock slapping. I like cock slapping. I Ouch. Really do. I like it.
Ouch.
Okay, and then there's Quivers Girl.
I liked her voice.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't like a nice, sexy accent?
Not me. I definitely like a nice, sexy accent.
No, you have no accents at all.
Nah, I can take them or leave them.
Yeah.
You know. Quivers Girl is another lovely Aussie lass. She did a questionnaire, and then she jumped right into scripts. And this girl, she has talent. She did 808 Seductions script, Your Voice. And I so wanted her to be talking to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Of course, then again, I might even like to see that.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. She also did You Are in Big Trouble by Catalyst 32, who is also a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that when we were doing research. He's going to be on the next, he or she, I don't even know if it's a he, going to be on the next episode.
Probably.
Because this one was just too full. So anyway, so she did You Are in Big Trouble by Catalyst 32. She's got a dom streak. Quivers Girl has a dom streak. She might not use it very often, but it's there. And it's a great script, and she performed it.
Yeah, everyone has their own...
Everyone has their own pleh. Just keep going. Keep going. Editing's for losers.
Preferences,
yes.
Yeah, and I'm not submissive.
No, you're not.
But I still enjoyed that audio. The sound of her voice and the passion she performed it with, it was well worth listening to.
And then she recorded Tatterjack's Midnight.
Oh, Lord.
So we'll be talking about that later on. I'm not saying anything now. Then we went on to Nightbanes. Now, I was not going to listen to the talk, T-U-A-K, Q, T-U-A-K, T-U-A-Q that he and Quivers Girl did, because it's long, you know, and we have a lot of people to cover, so I wasn't really going to listen to that one. Mm-hmm. But then I read the description on his Soundgasm, and I had to find out for sure, and he and Quivers Girl are a thing.
Uh-huh.
They've been together in a dom-sub relationship for about 6 years. So another GWA couple. Yay.
We get a lot of them.
We
now.
Do. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did the 100-to-1 challenge, so he had to mention that.
Yes, yes.
And now I enjoy the ladies doing a 100-to-1 more than just about anything. You know, uh-huh. Better than the guys.
Yeah.
But they're all fun.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest worry is that doing one of those myself, well... All they would hear is counting.
And then when you got to zero or
and
one.
And then it would be dead air.
It'd be dead air. But you do great facial expressions.
Okay.
Maybe you'd like to make a video.
No.
Are you sure?
No, yeah.
You have good face. You give good face, baby. You give good face. Okay, so
more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. So Nightbanes is not quiet. Not quiet. Mm. Them growls. Woo. One of his hashtags was holy fuck, which I really liked. I'm going to use that one because I actually say that a lot. I say holy hotness, holy fuck, holy fucking fill in the blank a lot. So
yes. Holy sexy audio, Batman.
Holy fucking podcast, Batman. What do we do now?
We go on to the next person. Who's that?
David, go away. And we do not want David go away to go away. We okay. do not want him to go away. He has a very nice voice, and he sounds tall to me. He does. Every once in a while, I can tell from the voice if it's a big guy, and I'm betting David Goway is a tall guy. Because yeah, I told Bourbonite that one time. I said, you sound tall. And he said he was 6'2", and that's tall, especially compared to me.
Yeah, you're picked on a lot for being short. Mm. Especially by your 10-year-old, or our 10-year-old, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost as tall as you are.
He's a big kid, and he's almost 11, and shut up. Anyway, David has contributed a very nice fap, and he got some attention from the ladies, too. He wanked while telling us what he would do to us, and he talked a lot about oral, so I was very, very interested. I only have one thing to say, David. I don't gag. I have eliminated my gag reflex after years of practice.
Yeah, he sounded like a nice guy, kind mm-hmm. of a considerate lover.
Yeah.
You know, he was talking about things, you know, talking about satisfying his partner mm-hmm. a great
he,
deal.
He did sound as well like as a nice himself. Guy. Yeah. He did sound like a nice guy. Nice guys are sexy in spite of what you heard in high school. Nice guys are sexy. The bad boys can be, well, the bad boys can be fun, but I like the nice guys. Nice guys also, try. The nice guys try harder.
Maybe so.
It's in my experience.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have Dirty Gordon. Really odd username for a sexy sounding lady, but okay. So far, she's done Althea Ray and Falkenstein's Unsexy Word Challenge, and she did a good job. She put some sexy on those very unarousing words, and the giggles were nice, too.
Yeah, and she's done a couple reads for bedtime stories, which mm-hmm. were very sweet.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to hearing more from her here.
Yeah, yeah. I'd mm-hmm. like to hear more. And then there's Curse Me Good, another newcomer who started with the Unsexy Word Challenge, and he was so funny.
Didgeridoo. I think that was my favorite word, especially the little rant he gave about it.
Did he say didgeridoo or diggeridoo?
Well, you want to go back and listen?
Probably. Probably. Yeah. He said that the Unsexy Word Challenge took the pressure off of him to be sexy, but I have to say, Curse Me Good, you don't have to try to be sexy. You've got a very sexy voice and a sense of humor, so you're already there, you know? I'd like to see him do some sexy erotic poetry. He could make use of his voice without the pressure to have, you know, an orgasm on audio. Although I'd like him to get to that point someday. I bet he sounds good.
Yeah, he could do an I Will My tongue is just not working today.
Is your tang tungled?
My tang is definitely tungled.
Well, try to get it untungled.
Okay. I will instruct you.
Yes, he could do an I Will Instruct You script.
Yes. They're pretty easy for newbies. He has quite a bit of stuff on Dirty Pen Pals, too. Yeah. He should bring
some of those stories here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he could record them.
Yeah, they'd be well received.
They would be well received, I think so. Okay, so that was Curse Me Good. We have the Duke of Supernature. That is a cool name. He did a very nice hypnosis ASMR sort of thing called For You. It's very sexy and relaxing. He has a nice, deep voice. Mm-hmm.
And he kind of crooned it, which is really good for a hypnosis mm-hmm. audio.
Yes.
He got creative splitting the track so that it, you know, it went from one left to right speakers.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's good.
You know, he put some work into it.
He did. He also did an original song, Words Are Not Enough. I heard him, and I listened to it, and I could hear some Nick Cave in there. Nick Cave mm-hmm. and the Bad Seeds. Super deep voice, very interesting tone. I liked it. And he wrote and performed the music, too. And it got no comments whatsoever. None. So everybody go check him out and show him some love, because I think he has another original song on there as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. You don't just pass over an original sexy song. You know?
No.
That deserves some praise. Okay, then we have Malvicus. Oh my God, I could listen to him talk in that Jamaican accent all day long. And he told me on his verification post that his parents are Jamaican, but he has a more American accent. He can do both. I'm sure it's lovely, Malvicus, but please record more in your Jamaican accent. It's just musical. In fact, I think you should put Jamaican as a tag on the audios.
Yeah, he put a lot of emotion into it. That was an 808 Seduction.
Mm-hmm.
How I Want You Part 2.
Yeah.
And his accent puts a whole other depth into it.
He also did Lena Love's Lilac's script, Toy Box. He did the Dom version. It's the first time I heard Toy Box, heard the piece done. And I think I'm probably spoiled for all other renditions because...
Oh, you'll find something nice about each one of them.
I'm sure I will. I'm sure it will. But Malvicus did such an awesome job. He sounded firm, but playful. And, you know, Malvicus growls whenever he talks. He's not trying to sound sexy. He's not trying to growl. He's not putting on airs. He just can't fucking help it. He growls when he talks. Oh.
Yeah, he might be working up to stealing Falkenstein's title.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Falkenstein is safe. Well, what is his title?
Cheater. you know, no, he's going to keep his title. But he might have to share it with Malvicus a little bit, though.
Well, if Falkenstein and Malvicus are both cheaters, just bring all the cheaters to me. I'll take them all, honey. Bring them all. All right. Then we have Neutral Firefly, another great username. She's a fan of Firefly and Castle. Nathan Fillion for the win. If you're not a Nathan Fillion fan, you're wrong. she has...
I like the engineer better.
Kaylee.
Yes.
I don't know her real name.
Neither do
just
I.
Just Kaylee. Cheeks. Anyway. Okay. But Nathan Fillion is awesome. He's a great actor. And the show Firefly was so good. Anyway. She has an back to Neutral Firefly. She has an adorable accent and a cute voice. I can't place the accent, though. She did the accent challenge, and some of the words didn't sound British, but then she spoke with some type of British accent on the rest of it. So I'm really confused.
Yeah, she said she lurked for a year, and then she wrote a script, jumped in, and even recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a girl to watch.
Yeah, she didn't. I don't think she recorded her script. I think she just jumped in and maybe recorded some other stuff. I don't remember if she recorded her own script. She should. Her script was Your Button-Up Shirt, and it has been recorded 5 times already. Well, that is not bad for a newcomer.
Not at all.
Not at all. So that's one to watch for, Neutral Firefly. And then we have Sixth Stage. That's hard to say. Sixth Stage. A Lovely English Lass. She did a 808 Seduction poem, Your Best Kept Dirty Little Secret, and she sounded like she was sort of reminiscing.
Yeah. She did another script, one by that other girl you want. Mm-hmm. She took the penis preference test, and she entered the GWA Halloween contest.
Very impressive for a newbie.
But her most played audio was a schlick.
Uh-huh.
She named Got There Eventually.
It was a tale of frustration and fucks galore.
That it was.
Yes. The title tells you that she did get there eventually, so this isn't a spoiler, but she sounded like she needed that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Giant One,
mm-hmm.
Giant underscore number one. His voice is so smooth. Very nice. He submitted a few script offers, so another newbie that jumps right in and starts writing, and he's also done a couple audios already.
Yeah, he recorded your script, didn't he? Cocktease.
Yeah.
Is a punishment for failing 100-1. It's not failing, by the way.
You know, I told him I didn't know how to feel about that. About him doing it as a punishment. He said,
But he did a nice job.
He did. He said that it was because he was afraid to jump in there and try to record it. And he used failing, quote unquote failing, his 100-1 challenge as, okay, now I have to do it because I said I was going to do it. I'm still not happy about my script being a punishment. But anyway, he put that honey smooth voice to my words. He was great. And he claimed to be nervous about his acting skills, but he was good. He was really good. He sounded playful and fun, but firm and sexy at the same time. And he has a sexy laugh. I am a sucker for sexy laughs. He also did an M-sub audio called Impressing the New Boss. And I'd just like to say, Giant One, you are hired. And I would like to schedule a nice session of sexual harassment with you at your earliest convenience.
Yep. And then the wordplay in there. It was hilarious.
Yes. Yes, it was. That was awesome. So he does M-Dom and M-Sub equally well. And them growls. Mm-hmm. And he writes scripts. This guy is going to be dangerous. Watch out for him. Giant One is he's a threat. Not a threat, but, you know, he's one to watch. And then we have Welsh Twink, more M for M audios.
Yeah, the LGBT community is rather underrepresented here. And he's doing his part to make up for that.
That's right.
Of course, there was also earlier today another person who probably going to be
I hope good. So. They asked if there was any interest in trans guy audio. Definitely interesting. I love trans guys are sexy. Trans guys are sexy. I'm sorry. Well, so are trans girls. Yeah. So.
Well, the thing is, you know, we're a very open community.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody doesn't like it, they can just go, click at the tags, click off of it, and go where they want to be.
Exactly.
And there's plenty of people here on this community. Are in this community that just, would really appreciate it.
We're a welcoming bunch. Yeah. We really are. Okay, so he told a story. We're back to Welsh Twink. He told a story. It was his fantasy. And he started out really nervous and shy. But then he got kind of swept away. And so did we. I love his voice. The Welsh accent is gorgeous, and I hope he records more from us because I really, really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Then we have Danon Isig, if I am pronouncing that correctly. We got a PM about him from Crocodile Grasp saying, mm-hmm. hey, have you noticed him?
And he was very well worth a listen.
Yes, he was. Nice, deep voice, very expressive, and he did Crocodile Grasp script, Discipline. And this guy is an actor. Mm-hmm. The way he phrased certain things and the way he kind of emphasized certain words, I think he has some professional training. Either that or he's just a really, really awesome natural.
Yeah. He had this certain, almost menacing quality and discipline. It worked really well for the script.
It did.
It's about a dom taking his sub.
Taking his sub to lunch. Taking his sub
to lunch. Yeah, subs for lunch. There we go.
It's a dom talking to his sub as well.
Yes. Yes, there we go. And he was very losers. Insistent and firm.
Yes, yes. He also did I will instruct yous on display, which is very, it's sort of dommy. I'm sensing a theme. Mm-hmm. Maybe not, though. I think he could probably act any role he wanted to. So, very, very well done, Danon Isig. Welcome. Okay. So, now on to our next segment, Scene Stealers. In this segment, we will feature a popular script and the performers who recorded it. At the end, we'll give our opinions on who stole the scene. Please agree or disagree with us in the comments.
Yeah, just remember to tell us why and keep it positive.
Yes. So, Tatterjack's Sunset and Midnight. I don't think anything like that has ever been on GWA before. Now, I'm kind of a newcomer myself, so I could be wrong. But I think this is a revolutionary thing. Mm-hmm. There's been good scripts. There's been amazing scripts out there. But this is just, it really rocked the forum, in my opinion. He put the mm-hmm. script for Sunset out there first, and guys were scared to try it. And then a couple of brave guys did it, and all the people who hadn't bothered to read the script found out the twist at the end of the story. Mm-hmm. Oh, and a few more guys recorded it, and each one of them was just raw. I
mean, kind of had to be.
Yeah, you could hear the emotion in everyone's voice. But then there was one common opinion for all the listeners. Everybody mm-hmm. who listened to Sunset, everybody agreed on one thing. They hated the female character that was told about in the story.
Yep.
She was Hitler and Lizzie Borden and your nastiest ex-girlfriend all rolled into one. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Tatterjack, because he's Tatterjack, set out to see if he could make people love her. Mm-hmm. He told her side of the story in Midnight, and I'll be damned if he didn't succeed. You can't hate her now.
Well,
I guess you could, but I mean, it wouldn't be very fair of you. As you can tell, I get really attached to fictional characters. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Let's get started. Let's just get started. We'll just jump right in. We tried to keep these in the order that they were recorded, but mm-hmm. if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. All right, so the first one, Mr. MSM. I had never heard any of his audios before, and I had to go to his profile and listen to some of his stuff because I was sure he was actually Southern while I was listening to his take on Sunset, but he's not. He did a great job with the accent.
Yeah, that accent is usually overdone.
It can be, yeah.
If you're from the South and you hear people on TV talking Southern, it either makes you laugh or cry because it's so off.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why they don't hire Southern people to play Southern parts.
Because there are no Southern actors, you know.
Yeah, there are none. None, ever. Nobody in the South ever picked up a script ever.
No.
Yeah, and about half of them sound like Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard.
I know. Or Foghorn Leghorn. Anyway, Mr. MSM, he performed the hell out of this script. I hurt with him.
He captured a lot of emotion.
Yes, and the swallowing and the shivering sounds, it made it all the more real. So, great performance. But I have a feeling I'm going to be saying that a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. All right, the next was Falkenstein GWA. Now, this is the next one we listened to after Mr. MSM's take, and it was such a contrast in accents because Falkenstein has that English-German accent thing going on, and it was very, very different.
It was.
And he did this in one take on a cold read.
Yeah, and when you said that before we listened, I thought it was going to be interesting to see how he reacted when he you know, found out what the how it was headed. Mm-hmm. You know, he managed to do it seamlessly.
Yeah.
You know, if he was thrown for a loop, I couldn't really tell.
Well, Falkenstein is a brilliant actor.
Yeah.
Again, lots of emotion. Great job. I'm afraid this commentary is going to get redundant. If we see, you know, lots of emotion, great job. Mm-hmm. We can say that about everybody. Lots of emotion, great job. Okay. Then there was Mabala Cat, and his preface was the first laugh we'd had while preparing for this segment.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed a laugh. So thanks for that, Mabala Cat. His take on the script was sort of in his sort of generic American accent. And I remember hearing him say y'all in his verification post. But I don't hear a whole lot of Southern in there. Maybe it's just me because the two ladies that commented on this said that they enjoyed his Southern accent.
Oh. Yeah, and he also did a cold reading. Mm. He also offered to re-record it in a Southern accent.
Yes.
But I don't think he needs to.
No.
You know, he conveyed the story without it. You know, he was very sincere and he performed it very well.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to redo it. The first take was full of all that honest emotion, and that would be lost if he re-recorded it and did it a second time. So it is great, as is Mabala Cat. Excellent. Excellent job. Then we have Suplex Lemon. Now, this just wasn't fair. I love Lemon's voice, but you can't get turned on during this script unless you are a sick bastard.
Are you a sick bastard?
I am not. But I had to not concentrate on his voice.
Uh-huh.
I had to concentrate on the script. And then he sounded like he got choked up, which mm-hmm. choked me up. And at that point, I decided that this was going to be a very, very difficult week for our up and coming.
Yeah, that it is.
Mm.
Yeah, you could hear his voice crack, you know, as further as he went.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wasn't really feeling the emotion, he had me fooled.
He was really feeling it. I think he was. Lemon's a deep guy. He just hides it under this prankster, lovable, funny guy persona. but he put all that aside, and he did this script right. He did really good. All right, so then Playful Little One. She was the next to post, and our first recording of Midnight. Apparently, Mr. Orpheus inspired her to record this with his take on Sunset, and then she posted hers first, inspiring him to go ahead and post his, because apparently he mm-hmm. recorded it and sat on it for a couple days. Not really, you know, it's just too emotional. So I've sort of had this idea all along that Mr. Orpheus and Playful Little One's audio should go together, with one being the response to the other.
Yeah, and for quite a while, she was the only female
mm-hmm.
to record Midnight.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's the female part.
Right.
So,
no, she was the only one. She was the only girl that took Midnight on. Yeah.
And there were so many comments saying how good it was mm-hmm. and that people were afraid to go next.
I think that is why it took so long for another girl to do it.
Mm-hmm. I also think I think it was just hard to like the female character and then, you know, that they got intimidated trying to try.
I don't know.
Trying to try.
And Playful's take, it was a punch in the gut.
Yes, it was.
She did an amazing job. So much emotion. She had real tears, and I had to stop for a while. I had to compose myself. So, yeah. Good job, Playful. Good job. And then Mr. Orpheus. Now, this is another great Southern accent from a non-Southerner, so kudos. And it's another rip-your-heart-out performance. He had that quiver in his voice.
And he made good use of breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the piece being about what it was, the ragged breath and the pauses really made the character.
Yeah, Mr. Orpheus never makes a bad audio, but this one was exceptional. He even said in his post that he'd never done anything that didn't have an element of fun to it, but there was no fun in this. There was lots and lots of pain and some emotional trauma, but there was no fun. No fun at all. And I was blown away by his performance.
Yeah,
it was good. And then Elf shot the game. He did Sunset in his Irish accent, and it was so beautifully tragic. The only thing that would have made me cry more would have been if he had sung it.
Yeah, but I don't think singing would have worked here, you know, because what he did with the spacing and the
extra effects,
everything, it just wouldn't have translated into singing.
I know. I just mean that he already makes me cry when he sings. He's already made me cry, and he's the one that sung Johnny Lang's Irish Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Because as per my request, yes, and I treasure that. So he makes me cry when he sings.
Mm-hmm. Another excellent performance, too, and he ad-libbed a bit there and made it sound natural.
Yeah. He had an interesting way of sort of running some of his sentences together, and it sounded like he was trying so hard to say those things before it was too late. And then he cried. And my heart broke.
It did.
If those weren't real tears, then I shed enough of them to make up for them.
That's true.
So, you did. Elf, you killed me, man. Whew. And then Defrosted. Defrosted was so soft-spoken. He was very dreamy. And as he went on, he got that quiver in his voice. And it was like he was a different persona, a different person than I'm used to. The Defrosted I know is sassy and playful, and he's an uber brat. But that Defrosted, he was nowhere to be found. And this was rip your heart out Defrosted.
Yeah, it was. And he kind of did it the opposite of Elf Shot the Game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he let the tone of his voice, as opposed to the extra sound effects, convey the sadness.
Yes, yes. And he didn't cry, but you could just hear it. Pure. That's the only way I can think to describe that one. It was pure and sweet and sad, and it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. Then we had Miss Patho. Finally, another lady stepped up to the plate to give Midnight a try. And she started out sounding so wide-eyed and innocent.
Yeah, you know? She did. And she made particularly good use of the pace mm-hmm. of her reading.
Yeah.
You know, when someone's in distress, they're peach.
They're peach.
They're peach, Saturn. Ah, yes. Their speech pattern. It changes as, and she conveyed that very well.
She did. And she got more and more emotional as she progressed through the script. And the last few lines were delivered with such sorrow. I mean, she was very, very sincere. Very mm-hmm. sincere. And then we had Canadian Scribe. Now, he contacted me and said, I don't know if I should take this on. I don't know if I can do this. This might be out of my, you know, wheelhouse. I don't know if I can do this script justice. So, but I encouraged him to go ahead and give it a try. You know, in my challenge, mm-hmm. I said, you never know what you can do until you try. And then he was so nervous about posting it after he did it, but he did it so beautifully. The way his voice quivered, you could hear and feel the emotion in those whispers and the sighs and then the shaky voice. And when he whispered, I've always been yours. Oh, I got tears in my eyes.
You did. And he's very understated, a lot like Defrosted.
Yeah.
You know, very soft-spoken and so sad.
Uh-huh. And I heard and I felt those tears in the end. Real tears. Real tears. It was heart-wrenching. Heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then we had Mr. Everstone. And now his description on his Soundgasm post, it was welcome comedy relief. He said, Tatterjack wants you to get hard and then cry, so come on in, there's a storm coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was nice. And he was the second one to address the fact that Tatterjack has killed us all with these scripts. We're all, you know, emotional puddles. And we aren't sure whether to thank him or curse him. But mm-hmm. the thing we can't do is stop recording his scripts. Can't do that.
Mr. Everstone started out a lot more exuberant.
Yeah.
Than a lot of the other recordings. It was like he was forcing himself to be happy.
Exactly. I got the image of this, like it's all being said in his head. He was too far gone to speak, but he doesn't realize he's not speaking. He's just laying there. And that's how he has so much strength behind his voice, but he still conveys the emotion that the script calls for. So that was a very unique take on it. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job. And then Quivers Girl. Mm-hmm. Now, Midnight in an Australian accent really, really worked. You know, when she said, I don't think Katie's coming back,
mm-hmm.
the way she said that line, it broke me. It just broke me. I could see her desperately trying to make this guy understand with tears streaming down her face. You know, and she cried a lot during the last part of it. But you could still understand her. And that was an accomplishment because I would have been a big sobby mess and no one would have been able to understand what I was saying.
Yeah, I really felt for her at the very end because of all the emotion she was putting into it.
Mm-hmm.
It was real sad.
It was real, yeah. Again, it's a big deviation from the usual Quivers Girl that I've listened to here and there. She's a really happy chick, but not for this. You can't be happy for this.
No.
She performed Midnight with her whole heart and soul. Everything. Yeah. And then we had Miss Kitten SK.
Yeah, she was the one that got you started in erotic audio.
Yes. I have loved her for a long, long time. Back when she was Sexy Kitten on Illiterotica. One of her audios was the first erotic audio story I'd ever listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I didn't even know erotic audio existed before I listened to that audio. And it was a girl on girl that she did. Mm-hmm. But this is like nothing else I've ever heard her record.
Yeah, she's usually very sultry.
Mm-hmm.
But that wouldn't really fit for this script. So, you know, she played it very much more emotionally.
Yeah, she sounded so young and innocent and sad. It really worked in that musical English accent of hers. It was beautiful. I love the way when she was talking about being angry, how you could tell she was gritting her teeth and she sounded a little bit angry. And then when she started crying, I was crying right along with her.
Yeah. She's another person that did it as a cold read, mm-hmm. you know, and well, it really helped the emotional reactions.
Yeah. She said she didn't edit it. She wanted to keep that out there.
Just doing, you know, during her reading, because they were real.
Yeah, it was real. Keep those emotional, honest emotional reactions. Hers were real, and so were mine. I had to stop and compose myself again after this one. It was just too much. Yeah. Too much. This is not the light and fluffy up-and-coming scene stealer segment that we usually have. I am so sorry. I hope we're not depressing
anymore. No, don't be sorry. It's, you know, an important...
It is. These had to be talked about.
Yeah.
Had to be. All right. So then we have Bad Robot 52. Now, as soon as I saw he had done this, I knew he was going to break my heart. Mm-hmm. When he first came to GWA, you could hear the nerves in his recordings. Mm-hmm. And he's gotten better with every audio he's put out. And this was way better performed than even I expected from him. He said he hoped he did it justice. He did it way more than justice. His natural voice was perfect for this script. And he didn't need an accent. He just spoke from the heart because it was mm-hmm. like Tatterjack wrote those words on his heart. And he sounded so innocent and so sincere. And, oh, God, I was just overcome.
Yeah, and when he said he had a gun and he was aiming it at you, mm-hmm. He sounded panicky.
Yeah.
You know, like he was reliving the moment, even.
Mm-hmm.
Then his voice started shaking and his breathing changed. He made good use of that to convey emotion.
Yes, I could hear the real emotion he put out there. Good job, baby. Good job. And then we have Malort. His accent really worked for this. And he mm-hmm. performed. I have to say, this is just my opinion. I think this is Malort's best performance on GWA so far.
Yeah, he used positations and hesitated.
and hauses.
Yes, there we go.
Pauses.
Pauses and hesitations.
Yeah, those.
To his advantage.
Yes, he did.
You know, he sounded very unsure of himself in parts, and it fits so well with the script.
Yeah. But when he said, "I'm your good boy," he sounded really strong and sure, and like all he'd ever wanted to be was her good boy, and he wasn't going to let anything happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job. Great job, Malort. Very, very impressive. Question on holiness. Now, this was another understated, soft-spoken... The dog wants out. Don't let her out. She's going to lay by the door. Anyway. Hush, Fifi.
Come here.
Question on holiness. Now, this was another...
Good girl.
This was another one that was really understated, really soft-spoken, and he used that... Question has this natural growl to his voice, mm-hmm. and he used that in the script because... It worked because it sounded like he was struggling to get the words out mm-hmm. because of the growl. It was really cool. His accent worked really well for this, making him sound so emotional.
And at the end, I got the impression that she had made it back to him
yes.
while he was just barely alive and she kissed him.
That was a very unique ending, and I loved it. I was confused by it at first. I'm like, what is the kiss? And then you said, hey, she made it back to him. So that was, you know, of course, I was a mess by that point, but I still loved it. You know, the kiss. Oh, great mm-hmm. job, question. That was an excellent, excellent, whew, excellent take on it. And then Vindicator 1988. Now, to me, Vindicator played this as almost himself. You know,
mm-hmm.
a funny guy with way more depth to him than he often lets on.
Mm-hmm.
That's real Vindicator. And in this audio, he sounds excited and happy as he starts telling the story like he's forcing himself to be happy and upbeat.
Yeah, he speaks quickly, maybe because he was afraid to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, he wouldn't want to make his mistress upset by being sad or letting her know that he was in pain.
Yeah. And then at the very end, that act wavers. You know, he's no longer happy. You can hear the emotion in his voice. He's not all happy and upbeat. And it seemed like we weren't supposed to hear that shaky breath. We weren't supposed to hear that quiver in his voice. It was just an accident. So that was another really unique take on the script. And that's it. 16 amazing performances. 16 times that I felt like I was listening to the script being read for the first time. Tatterjack has taken erotic audio to a whole new level with these pieces and many of his other scripts. If you're looking for a challenge, something to push your limits and drag out... I can't get it to go off! Shit. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. Endings for losers. Anyway, what was I saying? Before my alarm went off. Erotic audio. Yeah, if you're looking for something, push your limits and just drag out your best stuff. You know, record something written by Tatterjack. He has an abundance of talent. And he's, like, overly humble, in my opinion. He shouldn't be. He should know how he's awesome. Sir Tatters is a very special soul. And I love the way he comments almost as much as I love his scripts.
Yeah.
He's a newcomer to GWA. Mm-hmm. And he's already the favorite writer of many.
A lot of people.
Of many, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to have him. And we need to keep recording and upvoting his scripts so that he continues to provide that kind of quality content.
Yeah, we do.
So we definitely need to take care of our script writers like Tatterjack. Well, all of our script writers, really. Now, this is the part where Bear and I normally pick a scene stealer.
But,
how do we judge these audios?
Each one of these 16 performers, they poured their heart into the microphone and let us hear them.
Yeah. All vulnerable and raw.
Yeah.
How do you decide who did a better job of that? How do you determine that this person's honest emotion is a little bit better than that person's honest emotion? And I'll answer that question. You don't.
No.
You don't. I hope you don't think we're copping out with this, but we have decided not to choose a scene stealer this week. They were all amazing. We were blown away by each and every one. If you were brave enough to try this challenging script, then you deserve all the upvotes and comments that we can give you.
Yeah.
Go check out these performances. Have your tissue at the ready. Go check out these performances. They were amazing. This was art. These were art. Okay. And that's it for this episode. Next week, we will be featuring some of Castellaris' humor scripts.
Yeah, because we need to lighten the mood.
I'm serious. We need to lighten shit up around here. I'm not sure which ones we're going to do yet. We'll keep you posted. I'll post something about which ones we're going to do, just in case you want to go out and do them. In the meantime, the link to Casty's master list of scripts is posted below. So yeah. Get out there. Make us laugh, please. I'm seriously feeling really emo right now, and I need help. I need some help, please. Oh. And remember, your feedback and suggestions will make this podcast your podcast. This is our gift to the GWA community, and it is a labor of love. So if you love it, let us know. Thank you to everyone who has left comments and sent PMs. Keep them coming. Showing interest is making this a very, very worthwhile endeavor for us. So thanks. See you next time. We almost did that in sync.
Almost.
Almost. It's like we've been together for a while.
Maybe so.
Maybe. Okay. Bye.